This is Max Heistein at thehealingwaterfall.com. I had a conversation with a friend yesterday, and she said that whenever she visits her friends in the country, she has a favorite tree she sits under for a while. Last week, as she was sitting under this tree, she had a thought to have a conversation with the tree and began speaking to it. She said that she could feel the presence of the tree embracing her as she opened up to it more and more. I told her that I feel the same way about trees. When I was in my teens, I used to visit a certain park, an arboretum actually, a large botanical garden devoted to trees in the middle of the city. My park was large enough that you could be out of view of any of the roads or buildings nearby and feel completely enveloped by nature on its paths. At that confusing time in my life, it was just about the only place I felt comfortable. I would go there and feel connected to life in a way that seemed right and complete, as if I were with my true family. A few years later, I was talking to a psychic I knew about this, and he said, "You have an affinity with the angelic kingdom. Everything in nature has some kind of deva or angel connected with it, and trees have particularly large and beautiful ones. When you sit under a tree, the angel that looks after it will connect with you also, and you can feel it." Well, that pretty much describes what my friend was feeling about her favorite tree. The only thing I would add is that I believe that all of us have an affinity with the angelic kingdom, and we can cultivate and enjoy it if we choose to put our focus there, and it can be very healing to do that. But now, how can that work? Trees don't talk or draw pictures. They're stuck in one place their whole lives, and they're not much like us in any way. Last time I checked, I don't photosynthesize. Well, that's not entirely true. I do get vitamin D from the sun. But if I don't speak tree, and trees don't speak human, how can we connect? We have certain sensitivities that we normally don't pay much attention to. Sensitivities that are like a constant field of radar all around us, operating full time. It's the interface between our body and mind and the rest of creation. Part of it has to do with how life force enters our body through the chakra system, but it also gives us clues to what's happening in the world around us, brings new ideas and inspiration into us. It tells us where we are and what the certain vibe is in a church, a forest, or a train station, or a bar. These sensitivities, this radar I'm talking about, are like an array of specialized equipment that's turned on and running, but we're not looking at the screen or listening to the speakers most of the time. That's because our brain and nervous system is set up to focus on what we want to focus on and tune out distractions. And for the most part, we've tuned out this extra stuff, this extra sensitivity, or this extra sensory perception as extraneous distraction. So we don't pay it no never mind. Not everyone tunes this stuff out, though. Some of us are attuned to it and can more easily lock in. But everyone can feel it and open to it if we want to. It's a matter of being willing to open up, experiment, and use our imagination. Our imagination can become the bridge between worlds. Think of it this way. When you sit under a tree, there's human stuff going on with you, and there's tree stuff going on with the tree. There's also that energetic field around you, those sensitivities I was talking about, and the tree has its own energetic field. Those fields are the available intersection between the two of you. You could envision it like a diagram of two intersecting circles. There's a common area where you connect. By turning your focus into that common area, you can connect and commune with the tree. What would you talk about? Well, like any two people meeting and visiting for the first time, you'd talk about the things you have in common. I wouldn't talk to a tree about my new iPad, because trees don't have iPads. But the thing we have in common, and the thing we have in common with every other life form here in creation, is love. So you can go into your heart, open up your imagination and mind, and connect with the tree about love. The angel overseeing that tree will get very, very interested at that point and begin sending love to you, connecting in a big way. And that is my theory about why it feels so good to sit under a tree. Something similar happens whenever we get into nature. We open up and become embraced by it. At the seashore, by a lake, or in the desert, we feel the energy of these places with our radar, and it communicates something to us about life, freedom, and love. When we get around humans, the same thing can happen, but it varies widely depending upon where the humans are coming from and what they're into. When you go to a spiritual service or a healing session, the agenda is on lifting up, and everyone has that as their intention. So you feel uplifted. When you go into a bar, not quite the same feeling, is it? So let's summarize. You're a human being, you're not a tree, and whether you realize it or focus on it, you're sensitive. You can develop that trait and use it to feel good, for healing, for connection. Pay attention to the choices you make about where you go and who you spend time with, and cultivate your sensitivity. For best results, open up and tune into love. You can find lots of programs to help you cultivate your intuition, heal from within, and open up to all sorts of good feelings at thehealingwaterfall.com. There's a comprehensive program there called Intuition Retreat that more than 1,000 people have taken, and programs like Heart Meditations and Visiting Angels. Take your time, hear samples, download or get CDs, and enjoy the good vibes, all at thehealingwaterfall.com. Thanks for listening.